It's now time for Rap Sheet, and with us today is Parsons Police Sergeant Jason Ludwig.
One of the things that I've talked on here about before is proper lighting around your house. Motion sensors are a huge asset to have, especially if you suspect some kind of suspicious activity around your house or your neighbor's house. If they have a prowler around, but they have a motion light, and you go out and take a look, and their motion light kicks on, and all of a sudden you have a brightly shined up area with somebody that's doing some nefarious activity, it's a good way to get a proper clothing description and description of the person and what it is that they're doing. Anytime you call us, those are some of the questions that we're going to be asking. How big was he or she? What was they wearing? What direction did they go? Is there any identifying features? Was they carrying a bag full of wrenches? Was they riding a bicycle? If so, what color was the bicycle? All these questions, hopefully our dispatchers are going to ask and be able to relay that information onto our officers who are on their way to the area to figure out what's going on.
Are you seeing more people getting surveillance cameras in their homes?
As technology continues to get cheaper and more readily available, people are utilizing it more. A lot of people have reported that they have the Ring doorbell system. That is an excellent asset to have, especially when you have packages delivered to your house or you're expecting packages in the mail. It's motion sensored, so it starts recording whenever it senses motion. Anybody who's stealing from your porch, you ought to get a pretty good video of them right in the act. And as far as like interior surveillance goes, it's getting cheaper to be able to monitor the inside of your home and the outside of your home for any kind of activity. And anything that you can do to secure your belongings or that of your neighbors is just an excellent way to go. It's not just the theft of packages from your house. Before long, we're going to be moving into spring. And during spring, you're going to have a lot more foot traffic up and down the streets. You're going to see a lot more vehicle burglaries. People that are really committing these vehicle burglaries are really just door checking. And then if the door's unlocked, they're going to get inside and they're going to see what they can grab. As law enforcement, our first line of defense is for you to lock your doors. And if everybody has their doors locked, sooner or later, they're going to have to start breaking windows, which creates noise, which creates more lights to get turned on and people to tell them to stop, and we're able to intercede a little bit quicker. Lights, door locks, and cameras will stop them in the act.
We've been visiting with Parsons Police Sergeant Jason Ludwig. You've been listening to another edition of The Rap Sheet.